This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Oh. Good morning, everyone. I just want to share with you, because I know this has really been on your mind and you haven't been able to sleep because of this question, so I want to put you at ease. In the second pasuk in this week's parasha, there's an asnachta there that I know has been really, really been troubling you. Vayehi Yitzchak ben arba'im shana, bekach toyes Rivka, bas besuel ho arami mipadan aram, achais lavan ho arami loy leisha. So we have in this pasuk, azakev katan, vayehi Yitzchak ben arba'im shana, that's a minor stop. Bekach toyes Rivka, bas besuel ho arami, another zakev katan, a minor stop. Mi padan aram, a major stop. Achos lavan harami loy leisha. So we have one asnachta in the middle of the pasuk. Now, if you think about it, where the asnachta belongs in the most logical place, where it should be. Vayehi Yitzchak ben arba'im shana. Yitzchak was 40 years old. Or maybe put it. Vayehi Yitzchak ben arba'im shana bekachtai es Rivka. Yitzchak was 40 and he married Rivka. And who's Rivka? Rivka is bas besuel ho'arami mipadan aram. Achos lavan harami loy leisha. But isn't it interesting that the asnachta separates between bekachtai es Rivka bas besuel ho'arami mipadan aram. When he married Rivka, the daughter of Besuel Harami from Padan Aram, Asnachta, and by the way, she's the sister of Lavan Harami, Loy Leisha. The Asnachta is in a really strange spot. The Asnachta is between Bas Besuel Harami mi Padan Aram, Achos Lavan Harami, Loy Leisha. Why is the Asnachta separating in the marriage of Rivka? He was 40 years old when he married Rivka, who's the daughter of Besuel Harami from Padan Aram. Stop! And she's the sister of Lavan Harami Loy Leisha. The stop should be, Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka. Stop! And Rivka is Bas Besuel Harami mi Padan Aram. Achas Lavan Harami Loy Leisha. But the stop is like between Besuel and Lavan. It's very odd that the Esnachta is over there. I never thought about it, but I saw the Kasha last night as I was going to sleep. And I was not able to sleep until I saw the answer. Once I saw the answer, I slept very well last night. I saw an answer in the Sefer Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. He has a Sefer on Targum and the Trup. And it's called Svisim Seichel. He has two parts, one on the Trup and one on the Targum. He says from Rev Avigdor Nebenzal, who actually has many ha'aras on the parsha, on the esnachtas. He says, historically, who was in charge of Rivka at the time of the Kiddushin, and who was in charge of her at the time of the Nisuin? Well, the Kiddushin was Besuel, Bas Besuel. He was still alive then. But then he died. And then Lavan was in control in the time of the Nisuin. So the reason why the Asnachta is it's breaking up the stages of her marriage. Yitzchak was 40 when he married, when he took Rivka and he did Kedushin to Rivka. Rivka was Bas Besuel Harami Mipadan Aram at the time of Kedushin. Stop. But there's a big stop now. The stop is the father dropped dead. And now there's an Avelos. And now there's a transfer of power. And now she's no longer Bas Besuel. Now she's Achos Lavan Ho'arami. And therefore, Achos Lavan Ho'arami Loy Le'isha. When the Bekachtoi is the Kedushin, the Loy Le'isha is the Nesuin. By the way, now we understand, why do I need to know that she's the sister of Lavan? I mean, we know that already. Usually you don't identify people by who their brother is. We already know from the previous parasha who the brother is. This is just toldos, so we need a little brief intro. You know, Yitzchak was 40 when he married Rivka. We don't even have to say Bas Besuel. But certainly, Achos Lavan? The answer is the Torah is telling us about the marriage over here. The marriage was two-parted. It was Bekachtoy is Rivka Bas Besuel Ha'arami Mipadan Aram. That's Bekachtoy, the Kicha. And the Achlois Lovan Ha'arami was Loy Leisha. So, and therefore the Asnachta is in the correct place. I thought that was a very enlightening Ha'ara. So we'll see everybody Be'ezus Hashem on Monday, okay? Monday morning. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.